For the Mar of Lifrake, so what? Even if you brought new food with it, but it has Kedushas Maisi Shani, why can't it be pointed as new money, new food? So I said that Nan, we learned. Halakayach Bekes of Maiser. Food that you bought with the money of Maisi Shani. That means first you redeemed the Paris into money. With that money you brought more food. And now that food became Tomish Ritmo. So Yiftur, Tanakama says still you could redeem it. Mer says, Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom you cover. No, it doesn't have that much Kedusha, you have to bury it. Pretty more, if that's the case, Yerachi, my Yeridachas. What do you have to say? We're talking about this Maisi Shani. Came from Yeridachas. I feel the Yalmanami. Any Maisi Shani that became Tomi has the same Aloha. That it's Lekuach. If with the money you redeemed Maisi Shani, you bought Paris and they became Tomi, they're always Yerkavu. So what do you have to say Yeridachas for? That can be the Pshat here. Everything more says Maskonim is Liyarlon Betor. We're talking about Maisi Shani, that's Tor. Ukegoin, the North on the Chitzos. Again, this was Maisi Shani that started out in Tel Aviv. And now they brought it up to Yerushalayim. So the question is, now when they become Yeridachas Tel Aviv, the Churat, it should be burnt. The Teretz says that the it says you have to bury it. It is Asa Banoah. The question was, it was brought into Yerushalayim, why is it Asa Banoah? And Yerushalayim, the Mechitzas, I call it, that anything that came into Yerushalayim remains with the Heter. So the answer is, we're talking about now where the walls fell down of Yerushalayim. Or where the Nofa Mechitzas, who could arrova? The Yom Arova, Mechitzas Lechod Yeraisa. That's it, there's a loch, you could eat my shen inside Yerushalayim, it's only when you have the walls. That's a deraisa. If the walls fall down, you cannot eat my shen in Yerushalayim. But liklay, that we say, any time it came into Yerushalayim, it saves it, that the Issa is not chal, that's only the Rabban, it's only the Rabban of the Galocha. The Chigaz Rabban, when the Rabban said it's a locha, he is now the Mechitzas, when the walls are standing. But he is now the Mechitzas lay, when the walls fell down, then the Rabban did not put their Issa to take the Maisha Sheni out. So the Maisa, this is Maisa Sheni belonging to somebody in the Yerenidachas, and it's tikvots. It could be brought into that city, so therefore, really it's Asa Banoah, really it should be brought there to be burnt. But since it's Maisa Sheni that has some Kedusha, therefore the Mishnah says Yignois. It's only talking about here where it was brought up to Yerushalayim. But it could be if the Maisa Sheni was outside in Tel Aviv the whole time, that's Rav Chizda's Halacha, that everybody agrees. Maisa Sheni that's outside Yerushalayim is called Mamon Gavoya. If it's Mamon Gavoya, it would not be Chal the Yisra of Yerenidachas. You would not have to bury it. Then Amishtha says also, Kisvei Kodesh Yignezu. Anybody that owns a Sefer Torah or a Chumash in the Yerenidachas, so if it's owned privately, really it should be burnt. It's Chal and Yisra Lano. So if that's the Kedusha Shabbai, we only bury it. Mas Nisan like Reblaza. Mishnah's not like Reblaza. The Tanya, Reblaza Oimer. His Shita was, there was never in the Yerenidachas. Why? We have before, he says, call ear, any city, sheyesh pa afilu mezuzah achas, if there's even one mezuzah in a city, ein anas yeridachas, we do not burn that city. Shememar Pesach says, v'sarafta beshes ear, v'yas kol shlola, chlil, you have to burn down the whole city. Now, v'heicha dika mezuzah, if there's one mezuzah in the city, or any kisva kurdish, any chumish, any kedusha there, anything that has Hashem's name on it, lo yefsha, we're not allowed to burn it. The Sivit says, Lo Sasun Kim Lashem Lokechem. The Pesach before says, Any Avoy Dezorah, burn. The Pesach says, though, but Lo Sasun, do not do it to Hashem. You're not allowed to burn Hashem's name. So if there's one mezuzah in the city, you cannot burn it. So if he holds, that saves the whole city. So our Mishnah that says, even though this kiss speculation in the city, it is in the Yerenidachas. And really it should be burnt. Just the Torah said, Kedusha Shabbat, you only bury it. So kiss our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Lezer.
Kiss the Kurdish
then. Okay, right. Shimon said. In the end of the Mishnah was of Shimon said, well, there was a machoikis in the Mishnah that this Yerenidachas when it's burnt down later when you build it up, we had a machoikis. Can you build it up to make Ginus or Pardesis? Rabbi Yosef Glilis says you're allowed to. Rabbi Kiva says. No, Rabbi Yosef said you can't build it up at all, not even make Ginus of Pardesis. Rabbi Kiva said Ginus of Pardesis you're allowed to. So Mora says, what's the machlokes? Lema, let's say that the Rabbi Avin Omer Beloi Kemiflagi. The Omer Rabbi Omer Beloi Komokim Shatim Moiti Klal. Wherever you find the Klal Biesei with a mitzvah sesei, like here it says, the Hoysel Tel Olam, let it be forever destroyed. That's an essay. O Prat Beloi Kesei. Then the Prat says Lo Siboni Oid, but that's a lav. So he holds, ain't done a noise of a klal prat. You do not make this into a klal prat. A regular klala prat, it says, "Behoista tel oila mashma should stay destroyed completely." Then it says, "Lo yibane mashma, you can't build up buildings, but to make pradesis you could." So it should have been according to everybody allowed to build it. But here you do not make a klala prat because the klal is with an essay and the prat is with a lav. You do not dana for klala prat, but rather everything is awesome. That what the mar istad rabavin, the Rabbi Kiva holds from rabavin. Therefore, he do not make a klala prat. Or mar lester, not the Kiva. Tanakam holds the holds like rabavin. That here you do not make a klala prat. Therefore, it has to stay as desolate loylam. Or mar lester rabavin. Rabbi Kiva holds another rabavin that you do make it for klala prat. Therefore, the klala prat is only you can't rebuild the city, but to make it into pardesos or uganit dinos, that's mutter. Allah, that's not the pshat of the Eloi. The kula yal misal rabavin. Everybody holds like rabavin. The Pesach says, "Lo yibun oy," to not rebuild it again. Lagamri mashma. Rabbi Yosef really holds it means lagamri. Lo yibun oy means it can never be rebuilt at all, completely. Well, masava, Rabbi Kiva holds, no. Oy means lekamosh oyso. You can't rebuild it the way the city was before. You can't make a binyan back. But to make something new just to make dinos or padesos, that's mutta in Yonidachas. That's the machlekes. Then it says, "Eino nivnes elonasi ganos or padesos." Tell Rabban. Hoy boy lonus, if you had trees in the city, solution, if they were cut down already, asurim, they're also, you have to burn them. Mechubor, if they're still growing, mutarim. Then it's, you're not burned, you leave it. Shilar acheres, but if it belonged to a different city, they solution, by mechubor masa, then it is burnt. Moses, mayir acheres, what do you mean from another city it's burnt? Like if it belongs to people in another city, it's not burnt at all. And so what's going on here? The chosim of other cities are not burnt. So it must mean a special city. Yerichai means Yerichai. When the Torah says to burn down Yerichai, there it means even standing trees that are growing, still there's a mitzvah to cut it down and burn it. Whereas a regular year in Idachas, we only destroy cut down wood. Like we have it for a tick by Spesarafta, if you gather it, but not burn, not knock it down. It said, "Vudashim by in Yeshua, the Pesach Yerichai, v'oyseir cherem l'Hashem, v'ayish by Yeshua b'esei lemar, orish l'fnei Hashem asher yokum avonis yozois." Curses the person who rebuilt Yerichai. As Yerichai, the Bechor Yisadenu, whoever does rebuild it, because Bechor will die when he makes the foundation of the city, or the Tzira Yotzib Lasem, when he finishes making the gates of the city, his youngest son will die. So here we darshan, even the trees that are standing is burnt. Tanya, Lo Yerichai al Shem Yeracheres, Lo Yeracheres al Shem Yerichai. You're not allowed to rebuild up Yerichai even with another name, or any other city you can't rebuild with the name Yerichai. Even if you build another city, but you give it a name Yerichai, it's also in this klola that your children will die. Or being a prayer, the Sib, it says, "Bona Chiel, Chiel built Beis Eli, the Chiel from the place Beis Eli, as Yerichai, he built Yerichai, and this was not in the place Yerichai, he built another city, he just called it Yerichai." And so it says there, "Ba'abiram Abibuchar Yista," his Bechor Abiram died when he made the foundation, "Oh, this proof, Tzira Hitzib Laser," his youngest son, Segub, died when he made the doors. So the proof, any other city, if you called Yerichai, unless you have this curse. Tani we learned, Ba'abiram V'choroi Rasha Lehoya. He wasn't a Rasha. But Hoyda Lumoid, Ba'abiram V'choroi, he wasn't a Rasha yet. Ba'abiram V'choroi Rasha Lehoya. What does she say here? Baviram Bechor, what Rosh?
You're right.
Lahara, he didn't have to learn yet. He didn't realize it yet. But this good Tzira with his youngest one, that he should have learned. Now, Baviram Bechor, my Ovid, what did they do? Holikama, Baviram Bechor heard a limit. Lyoisa Rosh, this good Tzira, that he should have learned. That from his oldest son, when he died, he should have realized that the curse is going to be upon him, and he should have stopped building the city. But Chiel was a Rasha, continued building it until even his youngest son was killed. I know that. It says only two sons. So it says his Bechor was a Biram. I know the youngest was Seguv. There it says, my time learn is Seguv. Tzirot Melamed. Shoyim Mekab Avahilach Me'abiram at Seguv. No, he had many other children also. Yes. It just means as he was building up the city, they all died out. And by the end of the city, by putting up the gates, that's when his youngest one died. Achav, the Gemara says, Shoshvina Hevei. It was his good friend. Achav was Chiel's good friend. Os Iyo V'Eliyahu, Limshol, that Eliyahu HaNavi and Achav came to be Menachem Avol Achil. He was sitting in Shiva for his sons. He came to Menachem Avol. Yosef Akoma. So Achav went up there and started to speak. Where it was Eliyahu, Dilma ki melech Yeshua. Maybe when Yeshua gave the curse, Hachilah, he gave the curse like this. La Yericho Hashem Yericheres, La Yericheres Hashem Yerichoi. He was explaining to him what happened here. That was the curse of Yerichoi, that you cannot build up another city with the name of Yerichoi. Is Omale Eliyo, this is what Achav said. Eliyahu answered back, Omale Eliyahu in, yes, it's true. Omale. So Achav said back, no. Hashda Letusa de Moshe. Loiko Mekan Maduch, the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu, did not come true. Tichsiv, it says in the Torah. Vesat, in the Baratem, it says in Shema. If you go off and worship over the Zoroch, it says, V'chorach Hashem Bechem, V'yotzeret HaShemayim. He'll stop the rain. For Yehu Gavra, and it will soon say at that time the rain did not stop. Adar Rabba, there was so much rain there by Achav's time that they did not use the Avodah Zarah, it was too rainy. So you see the curse of Moshe didn't come true. Vehu Gavra, Achav, Ukim, Le'avodah Zarah. He put up Avodah Zarah's Al-Kol Tilam V'Tilam, an old rose. V'loi Shavik, Le'mitra Le'mezel. And the rain was so rainy there, it did not let them go and worship the Avodah Zarah. The rain stopped them from going on the streets. So you see, the curse of Moshe was not Mekayim. If so, Litusa the Yeshua Talmidim Mekayimah. Are you afraid that the curse of Talmud Yeshua will come true? That's what Achav said back to Eliyahu. So Miyad, right away, Eliyahu got very angry. Vayomer Eliyahu Atishpi Mitushpi Hagiladi Chai Hashem Lekai Yisrael. Yemiya Talamot. They can make a Shua right away. Hashem, I'm going to give me a Shua that there'll be no rain. He wants to show Achav, you Russia, that the rain will stop. What happened? Boy Rachme, at that time, Eliyahu HaNavi daven to Hashem for Hovalei Aklidi the Matra. He asked Hashem, give me the key to rain. He wanted the power of rain to be in Eliyahu HaNavi's hands. To come the Yosef, he got up. But Yehi Dvar Hashem Elov Lemar Lech Mizah Panis Lecha Kedma V'Nistarata B'Nachal Kris Hard and Nachal Kris V'Orvi Mevi'il Melechem. It says the ravens brought him Lechem Abosa B'Boikim, brought him food in the morning. Mecha, where the birds bring him? Or Mev Yudah Amar Rav Mevaitavcha the Achav, from Achav, because Eliyahu told him there'll be no rain, and that's what happened. The rain stopped, so Achav got very angry. He had to run away from Achav, so the birds brought him food to eat. So Akol Ponim, Eliyahu was poyol that the rain stopped, as if to show Achav the klol of Moshe's Mekuyim. Fahim Miketz Yom came then a few days. Vayivashan Achav. Right. The Mar Nechum talks about this. Yeah. How do you see it there? Yeah, that's the Sugan Nechum. The Mar talks about it there, right. Mar says they're able to see. No, he was able. The Mar says he saw. He saw Claude the bird taken from there to bring it here. He was Nedech with him. Right, I'll call Porter Shane Posik, Vim Miketz Yom Vayivashan Achav, Kiloihoye Geshen Boris. Kivun the Chos Dikatar B'Yalma. Once Hashem saw that Eliyahu took over the rain, he didn't give any rain, he made a lot of tzara in the world. Ksiv, it says, Vidavah Hashem Elav Lemur. Kum Lech Sofoso, come to Sfoso. Ksiv, Yachad Dvar Melam, Chola Ben Isha Balas Abayis. That what happened, that now Chola Ben Isha, the boy that he was, he died, was coming very sick. Now, boy Rachme Lemeson Lech, leader of the Tchias Amesim. Eliyahu now davened to Hashem, please give me the key to Tchias Amesim. He wanted to bring the child alive again. Amalei Hashem said to Eliyahu, listen, show us matech l'nusul l'shliach. There are three keys that stays by Hashem, no shliach has. Shal chay of giving birth, shal gisham of rain, shal tchias amesim. So now, I gave you already the key of Geshem. You want the key of tchias amesim also, Yom people say, shtayim b'yat talmid. You, Eliyahu HaNavi, have two keys. The achas b'yat harav, and Hashem only has one key, that can't be. So what he said is, I see Hova Shokolai, Eliyahu, I'll make a trade with you, Hashem. I'll give you back the key to the rain. Do what you want now with the rain, but give me the key to Tchias HaMesim. The Chibit says, Leich Herel Achav, V'yetno Motor. That go to Achav, V'yetno Motor means Hashem will give the rain now. Not Eliyahu anymore, but Hashem gave the rain. But Eliyahu got the key to Tchias HaMesim, and he was Mechaya Mesim then. Doreshu Galila Kaimad Chizda, a certain Galila dash in front of the Chizda. Moshul, what's the Moshul de Leo? Loma de Vadoina, Legar with the person, the Tarki de Galila, he took the key to the palace, the Abdulim of Teichot, and he lost the key. Rashi said, Tarki Galila, Shesosam Shar Shaloi, he made a gate around his city, but he lost the Mafteich, he lost the Leo. He took the Mafteich of Gishomim, but at the end he lost it, at the end he had to give it back to Hashem, he lost the key. Dorosh Rabbi Yosi b'Tzipori. Ab Elio. Rashi Ab Elio means Elio. No, but Chaviv of the Godom, about the great Elio. He dashin, Kaftan heavy. He was a person who had anger. Rashi says,